It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
It's Fiesta Friday here at the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. A very special day. Darren and I are both here at the same time. When we started the show at the top of the hour, we're very proud of ourselves.
Dumpster fire.
And we're playing...
Up to no good.
Spy lounge music, awesome.
Rockies suck.
Rockies are... they lost tonight in New York. Scores are irrelevant because they lost by a lot. Real quick, if you guys...
got beat by 1,000%.
If you have missed any of tonight's show or any of our other shows that we have done here at Mile High Sports Radio, you are in luck because you can go to Audio Boom. Just go to audioboom.com, type in the Darren Copeland Experience, and you will find a whole list of shows that we have done previously.
And most of them are funny.
Yes. Most of them are really good. We have some really good stuff up there. Go check it out. We urge you to go. Listen to it and like it and tell your friends and family and all that good stuff. You can also get us on the mobile app, Mile High Sports mobile app. Listen to us, stream us live through your computer, milehighsportsradio.com. We're everywhere, so check us out and give us a like if you like what you hear.
All right, bone picker, pick a bone.
All right, so last night.
I was at that soccer game.
Yeah, you were at that thing.
I'm still sore from doing the wave.
Last night, we were.
Hands up in the air.
I spent some time talking about.
Waving them like they just don't care.
Corey Dillon, who took some pot shots at Denver's own Terrell Davis.
Yeah, yeah.
And I brought that up tonight before we got on the air. And basically, what you told me was that you agree with Corey Dillon that Terrell Davis does not belong in the Hall of Fame and that Corey Dillon might have been a better running back than Terrell Davis.
Well, I feel
and
like.
I think that makes you a moron.
It's possible. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that I've been called a moron, and certainly, you know, is an accurate assessment. However, let me retort by what my feelings behind this were. Make no mistake, I am happy as a clam that Terrell Davis is in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I always thought that he should be in the Hall of Fame, but I never thought that he would be in the Hall of Fame, and my reasoning was this. Yes, he was good, but he was good for a very short period of time. In fact, the shortest period of time of any of the people who are in there, running back that anyone really talked about in who sort of equaled Terrell Davis, who was in the Hall of Fame, had a short career, was the guy from Chicago,
Gale Sayers.
But the reason is Gale Sayers had a horrible knee injury, but he came back the next year and in 14 games ran for 1,000 yards. Terrell Davis never did that, never came back. So that's
when he came back. He just didn't.
He didn't do anything. I mean, he didn't look very good. And then he retired.
Yeah.
I did not think that he was going to get in the Hall of Fame. I thought that he would be the best Bronco, replacing Simon Fletcher, who led the league in sacks for some 10 years, but never was in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He might not have led the league, but he was definitely good. That being said, Corey Dillon was a, and this is sort of the affliction that's happened to Broncos players in the past, where really good players playing on bad Broncos teams or mediocre Broncos teams, people like, say, who am I thinking of? Well, Louis Wright for a very long time. Randy Gratishar.
Yeah, all right. Carl Mecklenburg.
Tom Jackson. Carl Mecklenburg. Louis Wright. I mean, these type of guys. Steve Atwater is in, isn't he? Or, I don't know if he's in yet, but he will probably go in.
Yeah, he's not yet.
But do you see what I'm talking about? Is that there was this whole group, and I feel like Corey Dillon was in that because he was a very good player on very, very bad Cincinnati Bengals teams. And he was, you know, there for a very long time. He played good, played great against the Broncos.
He had a great game.
He had a couple of pretty good games against the Broncos.
He had one standout game.
But he was a guy who was for a good 6 or 7 years considered probably the most dynamic player, the most dynamic running. What? One of them.
You kill me, man.
But he played on a bad team. Now I heard his comments. He was joking about it.
No, he was not joking about it. That guy had his feelings hurt.
Well, he probably did.
He seriously believes he's Hall of Fame material, and he's not even close.
I think he's closer than a lot of guys.
Okay, he was closer than, I don't know, the guy.
Jamal Lewis?
No, he's not closer than Jamal Lewis.
Jamal Lewis had one good year.
Okay. Jamal Lewis also ran for over 2,000 yards.
Once.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You're right. If you don't run over 2,000 yards two or three times, then you're nothing.
Okay.
You shouldn't even be a snip for the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Who's better, Corey Dillon or Chris Johnson?
Chris Johnson. I absolutely. No. You, for some reason, you think Corey Dillon's a great running back, and
no,
he never was.
I thought he was a good running back. I didn't think that. Listen. What I saw from Terrell Davis was a very good running back. Who's one of my favorite Broncos.
Okay.
I was surprised that he made the Hall of Fame.
Of course you were, because you think Corey Dillon's a good running back. If you think Corey Dillon is all that, then please, by all means, start the Corey Dillon fan club and push for
I'm
him
not
to
gonna
get...
start the Corey Dillon
Sounds
fan club.
Sounds like you have.
No, not really. You have to go out and you have to get a patent. You have to go and get a name, and that costs money.
Patent?
Then you have to go get a website.
Patent
then anything? You have to like get a, you have to go GoDaddy and get the Corey Dillon fan website. You know, and
but you might as
there.
Well.
No.
Chris Johnson for a short period.
Well, what
of
about
time,
Curtis Martin? I mean, he's a lot like Curtis Martin.
And I didn't think Curtis Martin belonged in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I mean, no, that's the thing is I feel like he was in that same sort of.
Oh, you're talking about Corey Dillon?
Corey Dillon
and Curtis Martin are very similar.
Yes.
Yeah, and Curtis Martin doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, but he is. Terrell Davis should have gone in before Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin went in because he played for like 35 years.
Well, I think, everyone says that, but I think that there's merit for being able to play for 35 years
and
in
that's
a sport
fine
where people,
too.
You know.
And that's fine, too. If you can play for that long, then okay, then you're in the hall of really good, I guess. You're in the hall of not getting injured.
You're in the hall of doing it good.
But if you are special, if you are a special player for 6 or 7 years, which Terrell Davis was, with a super special 3-year period, then you deserve more recognition than someone who just managed to not get hurt for 13, 15, 17 years. You know, Corey Dillon was not a remarkable running back. He never was. And now
rushed for 1,000 yards as a rookie.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, okay.
1,000 yards.
His first 6 years, he rushed, averaged probably somewhere around 1,300 yards, which isn't bad. 2004, in 2003, he probably got hurt because he was only had 500. But then he came back and had 1,600 yards the next year. It's not 2,000, I get it.
It's not even close to 2,000. It's not. It's not 2,470 overall yards that Terrell Davis got in that year. Not even well. That doesn't even include his. That doesn't include his receptions.
Yeah. So receiving. Negligible in most.
Yeah.
I mean, 259 yards this rookie year.
Was he responsible for the Super Bowl that the Patriots won that year?
Was that 2004? Was that 2004?
Yeah, probably.
If it was 2004, then yeah, that was the year he had 1,600 yards.
All right.
That was the year he had 1,600 rushing yards.
No, you're right.
Yards.
He's absolutely
averaged 109 yards a game.
The team on his shoulders.
In that, well.
You know, I can't understand why the Patriots don't have a statue of him. You know, screw Tom Brady and Belichick. It's all about Corey Dillon on that
I
team.
Didn't say that. I said
not
that,
to
that, that
was
I just said I suggested that I just suggested that he went in that particular year.
He played a small role in it, but he's not responsible.
1,600 yards is a small role?
Listen, if you play against the Jets, the Dolphins, and Buffalo every year, you should be getting 2,000 yards every other year because those teams are terrible. They suck. They're awful.
If that was true, then everyone would be getting 2,000 yards, and it doesn't happen.
No, but Denver doesn't get to play him 6 times a year. We actually
for a long time there, the AFC West was awful,
and so was Denver.
Denver was good. Go back to the year they lost to in the first round. So
against Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denver looked better because the rest of the AFC West was bad. And it turns out Denver wasn't that good either because they lost to Pittsburgh in the first round. So, I mean, if you look better because you're playing against inferior competition, then that's what's going to happen. You're going to be bounced out of the first round. You know, they just happen to have a Hall of Fame. No, listen, you can shake your arms and do whatever and agree with Corey Dillon.
I don't agree with Corey Dillon necessarily.
You just said you did. I don't agree with him necessarily. I kind of agree with him, but necessarily I don't really agree.
Listen, I feel like, okay, that Terrell Davis didn't do enough to get in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
I feel like that.
Because he didn't play for 12 years.
Wow,
you're an idiot. I don't even know what else to say.
I'm happy
then
I'm Gale wrong.
Then Gale Sayers should not be in there either.
Gale Sayers, hurt when he hurt his knee, came back.
No, he didn't play for 12 years. Didn't play for 13 years.
Yes, but
years.
He came back and went and became a totally different runner and ran for 1,000 yards.
And then disappeared.
He never regained.
So you're giving it to him based on that one
because
season.
Because he regained Pro Bowl form.
So based on that one season, he earned his way
when
into the
he
Hall
had
of Fame.
A horrible knee injury and was able to come back. Showed
so
me a lot.
He's the only one that ever did that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, Frank Gore did it a couple times.
Yeah.
Frank Gore did it. Adrian Peterson. Okay, Adrian Peterson.
But no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
No, it's just that I enjoy season, getting it wrong.
That one season is the only reason Gale Sayers should get in the Hall of Fame.
How many yards do you think Corey Dillon would have ran for if he was here and brought for your?
Nothing. He would not even sniff 2,000 yards here. He would not have.
Okay.
He was not a special player. You go just by longevity, apparently.
Well, consider my bone picked.
It's not even close.
He's an idiot.
Thank you.
Don't listen to this. He's an idiot.
Thank you.
All right. That's what we got to say about that.
Oh, my God.
He's an idiot.
I hope the Broncos just pull your Bronco credentials this year because that is just blasphemy.
If they haven't pulled it by now, they ain't pulling it.
Well,
it's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. Drink again. So lock all them doors and close all them windows.